you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The Tri-State celebrates the Lunar New Year this weekend. Among the events in Queens was the annual parade in Flushing this morning.
Like most parades, this one, sponsored by the Flushing Chinese Business Association, brought out all the local politicians, like Governor Kathy Hochul.
Xinyi and Kuala, I want to wish everyone a happy Lunar New Year. I just had a wonderful celebration meeting members of the community.
And there was Senator Chuck Schumer.
Chinese American community is the future of New York, of Queens, of America. And that's why we are so happy in this parade.
On the Lunar New Year, there are several taboos, like washing your clothes and your hair, and you shouldn't sweep the floors, and don't eat porridge. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Flushing, Queens.
Well, today is the first day of February, and it's also the first day of Black History Month. On Long Island this morning, Nassau County Legislator Scott Davis took part in a children's program at Hempstead Lake State Park. He spoke with 1010 Winds ahead of the event.
I was given an invitation by the Environmental Education and Resiliency Center, and they thought that it would be a good idea as a resident and a representative to discuss my strides and accomplishments in my life and in government.
A lawmaker says he hopes to inspire young people who identify with his story. A traffic stop on Long Island has led to a gun arrest. Suffolk police say they found a 3D printer and ghost gun parts, along with ammunition and assault rifles, in the Central Islip home of Brandon Marquez. The 23-year-old suspect was arrested after he was pulled over in Brentwood for allegedly driving with an expired registration. Officers then discovered he was carrying an illegal weapon, they say, along with a large-capacity magazine. Ghost guns are virtually untraceable because they're assembled from parts and don't carry serial numbers. Laws signed by Governor Hochul in 2021 make it illegal to possess or sell gun parts in New York. Now, a possible casualty of the Trump tariffs is the city's rollout of new rat-resistant trash cans. They're made in Quebec and could get 25% more expensive for the city to buy. The manufacturer was selected after a design competition a few years back. The sanitation department is in the process of replacing some 23,000 of the old green wire mesh baskets with the new models, but only about 5,000 have gone in so far. Well, a beef between the Nassau County Executive and Newsday is going to court. The newspaper is suing. Newsday claims the county has repeatedly violated its First Amendment rights in retaliation for its coverage of some of County Exec Bruce Blakeman's more controversial and high-profile policies. That includes a ban of trans athletes at county sports facilities and a mask ban. A complaint filed by Newsday accuses county officials of illegally revoking its status as the official newspaper of Nassau County. Although that may sound petty, it removes an important revenue stream for the paper from paid public notices. A spokesman for Blakeman calls the lawsuit, quote, foolish, frivolous, and devoid of merit. Democrats in Albany are discussing a bill that would give Governor Hochul more time to set dates for special elections. That would mean the congressional seat held by Republican Elise Stefanik could remain empty until this summer. She's been nominated by President Trump as ambassador to the United Nations, but has yet to be confirmed by the Senate. Republicans currently control the House of Representatives by a margin of 218 to 215. It's close. Gothamist says one option on the table would allow the governor to combine a special election with normally scheduled primary elections in late June or with the general election in early November. Well, Justice Department lawyers reportedly met with Manhattan federal prosecutors and lawyers for Mayor Adams to discuss dropping corruption charges against him. The Times says the meeting took place in Washington yesterday. If the charges aren't dropped and the mayor is convicted, he could be pardoned by President Trump, something he already said he was considering. The attorney general also has the authority to ask the presiding judge to dismiss the indictment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.